Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report today as we bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, it sounds like you've been all over the state this week.
Yep. Monday was up in De Pere. We did pretty well. We were casting shallow areas, actually, with hair jigs and plastics, and did pretty good on walleyes there. Today, and also the rest of the week, been out on the Madison chain and doing real good on bluegill. And today we got a couple walleyes and pike mixed in also. So seems like the ice is holding up yet. I did find a spot, though, that had only 4 inches, and then the next hole over had 8 inches. So definitely still got to check as you go. The shoreline should lock up a little better here with, I believe, tonight going to be down 10 to 15 degrees somewhere in there. So that should lock the shorelines back up a little better, but definitely use caution no matter where you go.
You know, I was talking to somebody else and they were saying that they had a bunch of friends that decided to scrap the ice this year and they just got their boats out and were driving around where there was open water just because they knew that they'd be able to get out.
Right. I usually stick the ice out until I cannot get on it. But this year I went out in the boat. And I've never really been in the boat in February. I typically around the first week of March, I get in the boat. So yeah, that was a first for me.
And I know anybody that was out sturgeon spearing. How active has that been over on Winnebago?
That ice has been changing day to day, especially when you have windy days like today. You have a crack that's forming and it can catch wind and open it up very quickly. I actually saw a crack out here. It's 2 feet wide. And if you were to try to cross that or cross it with a wheeler, there's a good chance you'd probably break through. So I would say foot traffic only, really. But and as far as sturgeon spearing, I've heard of a handful of people getting sturgeon, but it's not like it was other years because just the lack of ice.
Well, Pete, anything else going on? Otherwise, tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service.
I'm scheduling here for spring and summer trips and also some late ice trips. Like I said, I'm sitting on 8+ inches right now, and it looks like we'll have some cooler weather here to maintain and possibly make just a little bit. But if you'd like to book a trip, call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate the time and good luck fishing this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Wade.
Let's move over to the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, what's the week been like for you?
Well, it's been warm, warmer than we would have liked. I think the forecast was calling for a little cooler temperatures than what we actually got. And, of course, that wasn't great for the ice. That being said, there are some folks still getting out around town and getting into some good fish.
What have they been getting? Where have they been getting them?
Well, the main places that are left here in Madison would be Cherokee Marsh here on the north side, Monona Bay, Warner Bay has been able to get on, and then Lake Farm Park on the north end of Lake Wabisa has been producing some good bluegills, occasional crappie here and there, and some pike for folks setting tip-ups out.
So typically the Madison chain, how long, say in an average winter, how long would you have ice, and we have ice fishermen out there, time frame wise?
Well, I mean, we're far from an average winter this year, but I would say usually we're still fishing out over deep water, you know, the first week or so of March, and then the shallow water you can still get on there a lot of times by the end of March still. So to have the ice going out this early is of course disappointing, but what was even more disappointing is that we didn't get ice until very late, you know. So it's just been a very short, weird season over here.
It has, but hopefully if we get some cooler temperatures next week, I know we're gonna get 50s late next week, but get some teens for the lows, hopefully that'll help freeze it up so people can enjoy, you know, what we have left. And when they do that, they need to stop into DNS Bait and Tackle, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. We've got everything here that can get people out on the ice. And you know, with the conditions changing daily, it's a good idea to give us a call here at the shop, or they can tune into our fishing report that we post on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. And that's at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop for current reports there.
Again, what's your address if people haven't stopped in before?
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive, right at the corner of Troy and Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, and, you know, quick jog off the interstate for people coming into town.
Hey, Pat, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks. A good time as always. Take care, Wade.
Let's move over to Fishtails in Fox Lake and bring in Dave. Dave, what's the week been like for you?
Well, it's been, you know, up and down with the weather and everything. The thing is, there's been very few people fishing, but the ice is very good. You know, there's guys walking out to the middle, and there's actually people still using wheelers out here. I don't tell people to do that, but, you know, usually the issue now is the shorelines, which, you know, can get bad around every lake. But a couple of days ago, we put a big ramp up at the town park here for people to walk off and use wheelers and things like that. So, I mean, the access is still good. The fishing is really good. There's just not been a lot of people doing it right now.
So what have people been catching out there on Fox Lake?
They're doing really good on nice pike. The crappie bite has been really good. I mean, everyone out in the middle is catching a bunch of crappies. You just got to sort them. But, yeah, that's been a constant all winter. But there's some walleyes being caught back in the government and over by Devil's Island. And then guys are actually catching walleyes while they're crappie fishing. But not just here. The other local lakes in the area have been very good, too. Every day is different. I mean, one day you can really get them, and the next day you go to the same spot and you don't. But there's been very little pressure on the fish in the whole area this whole winter. So, you know, the fishing's good.
So baits and lures have been doing the traditional stuff, or anything special been working better than others?
No. You know, the guys that fish for pike set out tip-ups and big shiners, and the walleye guys use smaller shiners and fish late and early in the day. And then at night, too, the crappie bite goes all day long, basically. You just got to find the fish out there in the basin in the deep water.
Dave, tell us about Fishtails in Fox Lake.
Well, we're right downtown Fox Lake, right on the river. You can't miss us. Stop in. We're fully stocked with everything you would need if you are still planning on going out. We've got all the good bait and everything that you would need. So stop in and see us.
Dave, I appreciate the time. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
Let's check in up on Little Green Lake and bring in Todd from the Landing Bait Shop. Todd, how is the ice these days up by you?
You know, I went out yesterday and measured it. And so out in the bay here in front of me, we have 10 inches. And out in the middle, there's about 7.5 to 8. So ice is pretty good. I mean, we got some snow on it now, but for walking and stuff, no problem.
So the little warm-up we had, Little Green Lake survived that.
It did. You know, we got around the shorelines is a little chewed up. When you go off the launches, you got to kind of go off to the side or bring a board. But other than that, it's fine.
What are people catching?
Not a whole lot of fishermen. I think everybody started going to boats, but I do have some guys that have been going out. They're still catching walleyes. Northern pike have been good this year. The one thing that hasn't been real good are panfish. Catch a lot of little bluegills, but they're not real big, and some perch, but just a lot of not a lot of numbers of perch either. So I would go game fishing. I would go after pike and walleye.
What are they using to go after those pike and walleye?
Mostly large, medium and large shiners. You know, the walleyes won't bite until dark. Pike are biting all day long.
Do you get a lot of people that go out, like you said, bite until dark? Like, I think, like, you know, there's been some majors that are showing up around the midnight hour here this week. Are there guys that'll go out late at night if they know the fish are going to be biting?
Oh, yeah. There's guys every night out there.
Hey,
they'll go out even in their portables. You know, normally they get their big shacks, but this year's just different, so I can't do that. But there are guys out every night in their portables. They'll spend the whole night out there.
Tell us about the Landing Bait Shop, where you're located, what you have, and when you're open.
You know, we're open 7 days a week now, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we're on the south side of the lake. You just follow the signs in, and we've got all the bait and lures and everything you need to go ice fishing right now.
Hey, appreciate the time, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2024 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland from Raw Bass Customs. Rick, what's your outdoors life been like this week?
We've actually pretty slow. I've painted a few lures, and, you know, next weekend, the big expo, it's a big 4 days of hell for me, but the expo's coming up at the Alliance Center next weekend, and we're kind of getting all ready for that, but... you know, from what I understand, a lot of my friends have been out. Ice fishing's actually been a little slow. From what I understand, I mean, they're still getting a few crappies on Fox Lake and Fall River, and the bluegills have kind of really slowed down on Big Green. But the big bite seems to be guys are getting their boats out and fishing Wisconsin River and up in De Pere, Fox River up in Green Bay, especially up in De Pere.
Have you heard of a year where, you know, it's February, it's mid-February right now, and people are just saying, you know what, enough with ice fishing this year, I'm just getting the boat out and we're going to go find water and fish that way? Have you seen years like this before?
Nah, never. I think back in 2017, you know, back in the middle of March, it was 70s for like a week and a half, 2 weeks, and guys got their boats out. But never in February have I had any of my buddies getting their boats out and, you know, doing open water fishing. I mean, normally at this time of year, you know, we're on Big Green trout fishing. I mean, now it's wide open, and you know, you could take your boat out and go trout fishing on Big Green, which is... I don't know. As long as I can remember, I don't remember anything happening this early.
Is fishing, when you are open water fishing in February, is that different than even fishing in the fall? Is it the same? Do fish react differently because they're used to being in the extreme temperatures this time of year?
Well, it's way different. You really got to slow down your presentations, and a lot of times it's a live bait presentation, or, you know, like the walleyes, they're using what they call walleye flies. Was just you cast them out and you just reel them in as slow as you possibly can. I know when the water gets like in the mid-40s, you know, guys start throwing rattle traps and stuff. But the first thing I ask my friends what they're doing is what's the water temperature, and they're getting anywhere between 34 and 35 degrees. So that water is still really, really cold. And fish are cold-blooded and they're very lethargic, but you basically got to stick it right in front of them. But you know, the thing is, they all got to eat, and they're eating every day. So, I mean, you know, there's fish to be caught this time of year, no doubt.
You mentioned up by De Pere, the Wisconsin River. Where else is there open water that you've heard good fishing?
You know, I know there's a few guys that are trying to get their boats out of Big Green, and it depends on the wind and the way the ice is shifting. I heard the other day that Horner's was open, and then it, you know, refroze around the shoreline, and the guys couldn't get out. But there's a guy from Markizan that's been doing some trout fishing out there, and he's been doing really well.
Well, Rick, tell us about Raw Bass Customs, and again, refresh us on what's going on here in the next few weeks.
Next weekend, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, on the Alliance Center in Madison, it's Wisconsin's biggest fishing show. And I'll have a booth down there, Raw Bass Customs, and it'll be some of the best prices of the year. And, you know, they get 10,000 people through there in 3 days. And it's if you're looking for deals on rods, reels, lures, you know, trips, boats, you name it, this is the place to be.
Rick, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right, Wade. Sounds good. Thanks.
And as we wrap things up on this edition of the ESPN Outdoors Report, I want to remind you that coming up Saturday, February 24th, the Beaver Dam Conservationists hosting their 11th annual Beat the Winter Blues Fun Day. It's a bunny hunt to proceeds to benefit the Beaver Dam Conservationist Scholarship Fund. Again, it's the 24th. Two-man teams with three-rabbit limit. Wisconsin DNR regulation hours on that Saturday. Teams check in, starting at 11 o'clock and closes at 1. Hunting time closes at noon. Now, rabbits need to be cleaned in the field with head and feet left on. No cleaning this year at the stations. The rabbit's going to be weighed in, and payments are going to be based on total weight. There's going to be a lot of other fun stuff going on in Annie Oakley starting at 3. Entry fees $25 per two-man team. The deadline to sign up is the 21st. Again, there's food service starting at 1 o'clock. You can buy some beer, some soda, some water. You can get your shells out there. If you want to sign up, stop out to the Gun Club on a Wednesday night or call Jim Rigi. Jim's number is 210-3811. That's 210-3811. Or Dick at 382-4141. That's 382-4141. Also a chicken shoot, meat for a variety of prizes. Shoot single or a five-man squad or team, $5 per shooter per squad. Again, Beat the Winter Blues is Saturday, February 24th, out at the Beaver Dam Conservationist Club. It's going to be a good time, and that's going to do it for this week's edition of the ESPN Outdoors Report.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.